Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Bellingham podcast. We hope this message will be informative, inspirational, and helpful. Donations to support this work are greatly appreciated. Visit www.cslbellingham.org and click on the donate button. Remember to share our podcast. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome. My name is Rana Biggs, and I use she, her pronouns. My ancestors hail from Scotland, Ireland, and England, and I'm so happy to be here with you all. I'm one of the prayer practitioners here and would love to welcome you and invite you to join me in an opening prayer for our service this evening. Breathing into this moment, I know that there is only one life, one love, one deep peace. And in this gathering this evening, I am so delighted to know that we are gathered by that one love all together, and that we are here in joy and in light and in peace, and that I am, and each person is, an embodiment of joy and light and peace. And what an amazing thing that we can celebrate together, sharing the sacred time, the blessings of being with one another, that we get to lift our voices in song and make a joyful noise, that we celebrate in the gentle darkness, beautiful light within and all around. We get the illumination of wisdom from song and storytelling, and the deepening of peace as we take some pause for some reflection and contemplation. And I am so grateful for this community, that we may be together as one and share the sacred moment and sacred time in all the ways that are meaningful to each of us. And importantly, that we do that in love together. For we are the light and the joy and the peace that is made manifest. And I am grateful for this delightful evening of absolute merrymaking. And in joy, in gratitude, I say thank you, sweet spirit, and so it is.
I was just saying before the service that Christmas is one of my favorite holidays, not because it's my actual favorite holiday, which is Halloween, but because it's my mom's favorite holiday. And so if you're watching, Mom, hi, I love you. Yeah. Well, my name is Abigail Shire, and my pronouns are she and her, and my ancestors hail from Germany and Ireland and Prussia, and you know, that's a lot of places. So I'm grateful to be here in this place, on this sacred land that's honored by all the sacred Native people who live here, as we do honor the same land, living with the Native people. And one thing I have learned about the holidays is it's kind of there's sort of this little, this facade that it's supposed to be joyful. And I do actually feel some joy right now. I really do. And I also know that it's kind of this challenging time of year, because there just so happens to be a lot of people who exit the planet at this time of year. And I know of several who have left recently, very recently. And so in this room, you can look around and you can see, and some people may be in that space of joy, and some people may be in that space of deep grief. And as much as this is a time for family and connection, it also tends to be a time of loneliness and missing those people. So I just honor all of that. I honor that this is actually the most holiest of moments, this very moment, because we're here together. And we are a family. We're a spiritual family. Some of you brought your little family members to this service. Yay! Thank you for coming. And some of you are here because you don't have any other family to go to. So this is it. And I'm grateful that we have all of that. Everybody is welcome here. Everybody. Whether you're sad, whether you're joyful, whether you're lonely, and whether you just have your entire family here, you're all welcome. And Christmas Eve isn't really about getting theology perfect, at least not in this spiritual community. Just so you know, if you came for a theology lesson, that this is not your theology lesson today. But it's more about the moment that we stop running. We stop the crazy, and we take a moment to pause. We take a moment to be with each other. We take a moment to sing together. We take a moment to laugh together or a moment to cry together. It's a time just to take a breath. What did you say? Did you say why?
Cry.
Cry, yeah. Some people cry. It's okay to cry. Yeah, absolutely. It's okay to cry. But one of the things that I want to hold is this thing that's a little bit larger than maybe our physical understanding. It's this truth that every mystic and every sage has said throughout the years. And that is, you are the light. And you are the Christ. Now, some people think Jesus' last name was Christ, and I'm just here to tell you it wasn't. and some people use that as an exclamation, too. Not always good. Jesus Christ was not his full name, no. No, you know what? Christ was a name that people called Jesus. But actually, that word's been around for much longer than Jesus was around. Yeah, really. I love it. I got it. We're having a good interaction for those of you online. I'm very happy here. but truthfully, I think I made that word up. Truthfully, Christ has been around for thousands of years before Jesus was even born. And what it meant was the anointed one, the anointed one. And not only Jesus was called the Christ, they had priests and prophets and different people that they felt like were people connected to that infinite source. They called them the Christ. And that's why they called Jesus Christ, because they felt like he knew something. But the cool thing about Jesus was he helped everybody understand he wasn't special. He said, these things that I do, you shall do as well. And he talked about each person being the light. In our teaching, we talk about everybody is the anointed one. You are the anointed one. You are the Christ. But do you remember? That's the question. And that's the invitation during the Christmas time. It's not just to talk about a man who lived 2,000 years ago, but to talk about who are we here today as the Christed ones. Are we being that particular essence? Are we connected to that divine source? And if we are, what does that mean? Well, one interesting thing that I find in the story is that there is the story of Mary and the story of Joseph. And we talk about this story being a metaphysical story, which means that there can be meaning on top of who these people are. So Joseph represents the mind, and Mary represents the heart. And when we join our mind and our heart together and we tune into the essence of our being, we birth or rebirth the Christ Spirit within ourselves. And so tonight is an invitation to look at yourself and say, can I be in that sacred and holy spot tonight? Now, I have good news. Mary and Joseph were in a stable. Now, if you think about the stable, I mean, in greeting cards, it looks really cute. It's got like little like sparkles and stuff on the stables and the greeting cards, and the animals are so adorable, and they're just like so sweet, and you're like, oh, it's a stable. But if you think about wintertime in a stable, and especially if you were talking about 2,000 years ago, there were no space heaters, there were no heat lamps for our animals or electric blankets or anything like that. The stable was the place where the animals at least had some protection. But it also was dark and dank and stinky and smelly. So where were Mary and Joseph? They were looking to go to an inn, and they couldn't find an inn. They couldn't find a place of warmth. They couldn't find a place of safety. What did they find? They found the messy place. So if you're in the place that's messy right now, you might be in the right place. Because that's the birthplace of the divine. It wasn't in some perfect place. Things weren't going great in that place. Things were messy and dark and stinky. And so if they're messy and dark and stinky in your life right now, you might be in the right place for the birth of Christ to happen within you. Because it's already within you, it's just, have you awakened to it? Have you awakened to it? That's the good news, because it doesn't go away. It's actually in those places that it's most rich for us to tune into it and really connect with it at a deeper level. And so it's that opportunity in our life to be tuned in to the Christ consciousness of who we are. So what is that stable in your life right now? What is that place that's too spiritual for the Christ consciousness to show up, for God, for Source? Are you having a difficult relationship? Are you having financial troubles? Are you in the middle of your doubt? Are you in the middle of your grief? That's the perfect place to be. The perfect place to be. Because that is the place where we can really get at a deep level that we are in the right place at the right time. And there's an easy exercise I have for you tonight for you to tune in to your own Christ consciousness. Very simple. What I want you to do is get your feet flat on the ground, kind of center yourself in the chair, make sure you're fully supported. And I want you to just take a breath. And notice, I am here. I am here. And I want you to pay attention to your body. Don't fix anything, just notice. Where am I tight? Where am I holding on to things? Where does it hurt? This is your stable. This is the place where you actually live, right here. It's not some transcendent realm, but it's here in this body with all of its imperfections in this moment, in this place, in this country, at this time, right now, right here. So I want you to put one hand over your heart, the divine feminine, and one hand over your third eye, right over your mind. You have a third eye, yes. You can't see it. It's that inner spiritual eye, right where your mind is. And I want you to breathe in through these two spaces. Breathe in through your heart, breathe in through your mind. And imagine that light is coming into your body. Breathe it in. And when you exhale, exhale any stress, anything that is counter that. Let's do this three times. Breathe in. Breathe in the light. Allow it to circulate through your body. Allow it to release anything. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Helps if you make a noise too. Okay, one last time. Breathe in. And now let go. Does your body feel a little bit better?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And that is the light being born inside of you, right here, right now. A simple little shift into the awareness of this moment now. So that's the first thing to remember, is that the light, the birth, comes in a dark place. And the second thing to remember is that you are the light that somebody else is waiting for. You are the light. There's a Jewish teaching that says every person on this path is preceded by a column of angels calling out, make way for the image of God. Make way for the image of God. And by the way, Jesus was Jewish, just in case you didn't know that. He was a Jew. And he was a very avid Jew. He was a rabbi. He was a teacher. But can you imagine the person who cut you off in traffic, preceded by angels? Your difficult coworker, preceded by angels. Make way. The image of God is here. The family member you're dreading to see tomorrow, preceded by angels. Make way, the image of God is here. Those angels aren't announcing future potential. They see the truth of every being. You, preceded by angels, make way, the image of God is here. Can you remember that? Thank you. And can you see it when you go out in the future?
Yes.
You're learning very well. Thank you. They're all listening to you. I think that's awesome. Ernest Holmes, who's the founder of Centers for Spiritual Living, he said, there is one life, that life is God. That life is perfect, and that life is my life now. It's not my life when I meditate enough. It's not my life when I get positive enough. It's not my life when, you know, X, Y, or Z is happening. It's my life now. In the mess, in all of that, the Christ is here now. And you are the image of God. You are the Christ consciousness. So the invitation is to remember who you are at this time. And the invitation is for you to see that in everybody else. Can you imagine that you're one of their angels seeing the light in them? So what I know is that tonight is that night. That when we light our candles, it's just a reminder of who we are. The light is your birthright. The stable here tonight in the dark is where it begins. And somewhere, somebody else needs for you to remind them that they are the Christ as well. Christ is born tonight again, always, now, as you. So go forth and be the light tonight. And so it is.